Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, according to a poll in the UK, French fries, or skinny chips, are now the most popular, with 62% preferring them over the traditional chipper chips. Is this more evidence of our national culture being eroded by foreign forces? Executive chef of the K-Club, Gary O'Hanlon, joins us now. Afternoon, Gary.
How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. I suppose in the K-Club you wouldn't be serving up many chips anyway.
No, not too many, no. And if we were, they wouldn't really be skinny chips either, Sean. You know, as I explained to one of the researchers earlier, I suppose the skinny chip is almost associated with, fast food, like you just touched on there. You know what I mean? If people are in sit-down restaurants, even if you can very easily cut them with a little hand presser, skinny, but people just have this perception that if they're skinny, they're frozen. And if they're in a restaurant with proper chefs cooking them, they expect like a more fluffy, chunky chip, and probably rightly so, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. And so, is there any actual difference in the taste? If they're both made from exactly the same sort of potato, a fat chip and a skinny chip, would they taste the same?
Well, they're not really going to taste the same, simply because I suppose when there's a bit more body to the potato and it's fluffy, and you have like a skinny outer skin or whatever, then you've got this depth on the inside. Like, and you know, when I say fluffy, that's if you're using the right potato. I mean, there's certain potatoes are actually quite good for chips, and some that are poor. Morris Piper being one of the better ones for chips. Then the rooster potato, which is very synonymous with Ireland because it just grows easily here. It grows easier than a lot of the other varieties. So they're kind of an all-rounder. But definitely you're going to get a lot more potato flavor when it's a chunkier chip, just simply because there's more potato in it, Sean, really, in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see that. So then as you said, kind of the skinny chip tends to be associated with fast food. Are they easier to make? Is there some reason why fast food outlets will give you skinny chips?
Well, they're quicker. They're far quicker to cook. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, whenever it comes to a chunky chip, you'll often see like the fancy pantsy wording on a menu, like a triple cooked chip or what have you. And that's not really just little wording for wording's sake. Whenever you cut a potato kind of thick for a chunky chip, you're supposed to boil it or steam it first until it's just over three quarters of the way cooked. And you don't go all the way, but a cocktail stick would go through the potato with a tiny bit of resistance. You let that sit to sort of steam or dry, let the steam evaporate off it, and that's what creates the sort of flourness and the fluffiness, whatever. Then you'll cook it around 140 degrees in oil, so it's a lower temperature oil, and then you'll finish it at between 170 and 180. Generally, the rule of thumb is 170, but some home fryers need to go closer to 180, and then you're getting the crispiness on the outside, you know what I mean? Like, so that's how they're done. So that's a process that takes up more money, takes up more time, and obviously costs more, just because you're using more gas, more electricity, depending on how you do the first phase, and then more fat for the last phase. So thus, most fast food joints, well, I suppose when I say fast food joints, like your McDonald's or Supermax or places like that that are kind of quick, much quicker. Then you have the old school sort of Italian places, and they put a lot of emphasis on a good chip, like a chunky chip. I mean, I say good chip, the skinny ones are good too. It all depends on what you're into, you know what I mean? But definitely speed is probably at the forefront when fast food outlets are doing the chips, really, as opposed to anything else, you know?
Yeah. So, but when the two times they've been deep fried, are they moved from one deep fat fryer at a certain temperature and then to another one at a slightly lower temperature, or can you wait and let that cool down?
No, you gotta wait. Yeah, well, you don't have to cool them down all the way, but there definitely has to be a decent enough waiting time. Like, whenever you cook them or blanch them, you'd probably, once they sit for about 15, 20 minutes and they're thereabouts, then it's probably fine to drop them then. But no, you don't necessarily go from the 130, 140 degree oil. You let them drain off and settle again. Let everything settle down. And then when they start to slightly cool, then you drop them again at the 180. And that's just for, it sounds like an arduous process just for a potato. But anything that you do well isn't really done you know, if you really look into the nuts and bolts of lots of different things that people eat and cook, if they're done right, they take time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody's texted in to say, our local restaurant serves skinny chips with burgers and red meat and chunky chips with fish. That makes no sense at all.
To each their own, as I say. I don't judge anyone. Look, I love a skinny chip, you know what I mean? But we used to call, like, Daddy used to be famous up at our house in Donegal. Like, he used to nearly just half the potato, you know what I mean? And he would draft them in. His mammy used to say they're as thick as himself, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and I sometimes crave those, you know. It takes half the day for them to cook. But that's how Daddy used to cook them, you know what I mean? But I still like a wee skinny one now and again, you know?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Maris Piper are the best for making chips because obviously the fluffiness is there. Are there any varieties of potato one should avoid that would be absolutely terrible for making chips?
Well, if you've ever cooked or worked in France, every single potato you put your hand on, because I've never seen worse potatoes. I cooked there at a private chateau for the last 5 years, and I used to smuggle spuds into Paris all the time. So I did, me and Adam, my sous chef. You know, the likes of anything that's waxy is really poor for chips. You know, so say things like a Golden Wonder sometimes don't tend to make a brilliant chip. They're a really nice potato, sort of to boil and serve with butter and stuff like that there and some rock salt. But anything at all that's waxy are no good, just because their water content's too high on them and they don't dry enough, and the whole blanching process, they darken. Like a lot of the time, like with the starch content and a rooster and the starch content and a Maris Piper, they allow you to cook the potato a decent length of time, like, which allows the outside to get crispy while the inside stays fluffy. You know what I mean? They let the potato absorb a little bit of oil, but not too much oil. And then that's another thing. People always associate deep fat frying with being unhealthy. But if you fat fry at the right temperature and the potato doesn't go in when the oil's too cold, it doesn't necessarily absorb any of the oil, and it should all be cooking on the surface and not really penetrating. If you drop a chip too early, you'll ruin chips, because the potato sucks in the oil really quickly, and you're halfway through eating your plate of chips in and the oil starts to come out on the plate. Disaster.
Yeah. God, I want a chip now. Gary, thanks a million. Yeah. As ever, that was Gary O'Hanlon there, executive chef of the K Club.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.